The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In addition to the status of the Ahlul Bayt, in order for us to become true soldiers of the Imam, we decided to take on a heavy task as a community. We decided to relearn our beliefs from the Quran itself, to go over a book together, and to have this be a learning experience. Retraining ourselves, retraining our hearts and souls isn't easy. It's not always easy to give up something that we've learned from before. A different way of thinking, to embrace it, to learn to think as God wants us to think, to feel as Allah says feel, and to see the world as Allah wants us to see the world. It's not easy. It is something that requires effort, requires willingness, and it even requires dua. So before we begin the book that we're going to be covering, brothers and sisters, it's a very beautiful dua. Again, we're asking Allah to open our hearts so that we can embrace Quran and Sunnah. There are sometimes definitions that we'll find which are different than the way we grew up, what we heard in Sunday school, right? But the idea is to read these things together. So that very beautiful dua is this. We start off with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa arinil haq. This is from Imam Sadiq. O Allah, show me the truth to be truth. Hatta attabi'ahu. Show me the truth to be truth. So I embrace it. I accept it. I follow it. What else? Wa arinil batil. Batila. Show me falsehood to be falsehood. We're going to come with an open heart and mind. We're going to be reading these verses of the Quran. I'll be pointing out these Quranic stories. And after that, I will be asking brothers and sisters to see what do we get from these verses? Because we're going to go directly, inshallah, to the Quran. So we're asking that we see batil to be batil, hatta ajtanibahu, so that we can avoid batil and stay away from batil. Now, because we're doing that, then I do have one thing that I'd like to share before we start. Alhamdulillah, remembering the five holy personalities, and because of the birth of our Imam, I don't know how many of you were able, well, those of you who speak Farsi were definitely able to. Some of you would have, I'm sure it's been translated as well. I don't know how many of us got a chance to see the interview of Qasim Soleimani. There's one last interview that he does where he talks about the 33-day war. Again, let's not forget our principle. The idea is if you have taqwa, you do your job. There are certain things you can't see. There are certain things you can't plan for. Out of the reach of your aql, God will act as your eyes and ears. Just as an example of this promise. So if brothers and sisters remember, he's explaining the beginning of the 33-day war, and he says that we went in there initially, and our job was just to exercise taqwa. What was our taqwa? We had brothers who were captured by Israel. No way of freeing these prisoners. It was our responsibility. Taqwa meant go rescue them. So they went into Israel. They got the Hummer. They captured the Israeli soldiers with the idea of we'll exchange them. They had no idea that Israel had been planning a game-changing war to depopulate Lebanon of the Shia population. They didn't know that. They were trying to do their responsibility. Taqwa of Allah. Because of that, they were ready when Israel responded. But they had no idea, right? You exercise taqwa, God acts as your eyes and ears. Taqwa, brothers and sisters, is now another verse of the Quran. Taqwa, Quranic taqwa, makes you a giant killer. You're able to move mountains with the help of Allah with taqwa. That first verse that I mentioned to brothers and sisters, there were multiple verses in the Quran that said that. This one also, more than once in the Quran, Allah repeats it. Let's see if I can give you one more example. Surah Baqarah again. So surah number 2. And brothers and sisters, if the address that I'm giving you is incorrect, please share so that I can correct it. Surah Baqarah and verse number 194. God says this in the Quran. End of the verse. Wa'lamu, know this. Anna Allah, truly Allah, ma'al muttaqeen. God himself, the Lord of the universe, is on the side and with those who have taqwa. Why is it that you say we can move mountains? Because if I get Quranic, we haven't described what Quranic taqwa is. But if I can have that, God is with me. Wa'alamu, know this, that God is with those who have taqwa. There's another reason why taqwa needed to be discussed before iman. So the book that we're having, brothers and sisters, if you look at it, the book is going to first talk about taqwa. After that, it's going to talk about iman. What is true iman? What are the promises of God for mu'mineen? After that, it'll talk about what is tawheed, then nubuwwah, then wilayah, it'll go on, right? To reaffirm our Quranic beliefs. Why is it, question, why is it that the leader would talk about taqwa, right? Fear of God or God wariness, we have to describe what that is, before he talks about iman? We're talking about, there's a book of faith, right? Aqidah, getting the correct aqidah. Why talk about taqwa first? Another key element to taqwa, and I'm going to show you the verse of the Quran, is that taqwa is, of course, it needs to be there from the beginning of our spiritual journey till the end. But taqwa ensures divine guidance. Taqwa ensures divine guidance. More than that, and I want to share a little bit with you, taqwa is necessary before faith. The leader will explain. There are some people who have taqwa before they formally become Muslim. The person who has taqwa will become Muslim. What does that mean? Taqwa before iman. Absolutely. How? What's the definition? Right? But if that taqwa can be there, then that also will lead to faith. Okay, so now, what happens is, I didn't share the verse. Let's see if this verse is also correct. We're going to talk about this later. Right? So Surah Baqarah, so it's Surah number 2, and verse number 2. Thalikal kitab, that is the book, right? The Quran, that is the book. La rayba fih, there is no doubt in it. Hudan lil muttaqeen. It is a source of guidance for those who have taqwa. Even those who before Islam had a level of taqwa, those people will be able to benefit. There are some people, and the Quran is going to describe them. I'm going to give you a Quranic story about some people who find no benefit in the Quran. Who are those people? Who are these people? Quranic stories. Anyhow, now, the way the leader describes taqwa, right, because we're redefining these terms, first he's going to start off by explaining what taqwa is not. We're going to learn a Quranic story, right? What is not taqwa? What's not taqwa?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيم.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.